The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show.
Woohoo!
Joining me this week, J.C. Carter.
Welcome to the Resistance.
Tiffany Steckbell.
Hello.
Everything sounds a little odd today. Just let it go. This happens every time I move the studio. I hook it up the way my brain remembers, and it's always wrong. So I'm working on it.
It's just a little echoey. That's not bad.
Hope not. Hope it's not. Weird week. Weird week in life. Weird week in news. I do want to take a moment, a personal moment, to thank everybody that came out in Salt Lake City and then again down at Spanish Fork the same day to help us move. We're really lucky. I mean, you were there, sir.
I was there.
And there was
I don't like moving my own comic book boxes, so I got the experience of moving yours.
Yeah. Yep.
You were amazing. I can't talk about it without crying, but I'm so grateful for all the people who came and helped. We could not have done it. Like, I don't know what we would have done.
We'd still be loading that truck.
There's just no way it was possible with, you know, the couple of us. So thank you so much. And moving is awful. So for people to come out on a Saturday and work all day moving somebody when they don't have to, it just meant so much to us. So thank you, everyone.
I don't know about you don't have to. I thought, no, it's got to be done. And I think a lot of people that were there felt the same way. It's like, nope, they need help. My body's available. Let's do it.
Well, that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It really was. I mean, it was just fantastic.
And it went so smoothly, too. I mean, really, like, we got the truck. We got loaded quickly. We got it down there and unloaded, I think, really a lot faster than I had planned.
Yeah, we were hours ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Because I always worst case scenario this shit. And in this one, you know, it just worked out. It worked out. I mean, by the end, yes, I was a mess and have been a mess all week. But I'm starting to feel better today. We ended up sick right out the gate the next day, you know.
That's not surprising. The stress of moving is just going to make your immune system
tank
completely willing to take not deal with anything after that. So any virus, any bacteria, any infection, it would have been like, I don't fucking care, I'm too tired.
I know, we had a kiddo come down and wanted to help unpack at the end of the day, and I was like, it meant so much they'd come down to help, and I'm like, I don't even know what to tell you because I'm so exhausted. I can't even think about where we're putting the salt and where we're putting the, you know, the pans or whatever. I just could not. But it's getting there. It's getting there.
I mean, you know, everything in the kitchen doesn't make any sense. But we'll get there.
I think it's awesome. My mom's like completely did the kitchen.
No, they did. They did a great fucking job.
And they're like, where do you want this? I'm like, I don't care. Just, you know, put it somewhere. It was just awesome that it was unpacked.
It was good. So, yeah, new place down in Utah County, which feels weird.
It is weird.
Yep.
Because when I was 18 and I left this state, I promised myself I would never move back to Utah County. It's okay to tell this story. I've already told this one to Doug and Sarah. But yeah, no, I promised myself I'd never do this. And here we are. And I am currently okay with it. Not only because just how fucking amazing, you know, our friends are, but You know, I've worn a couple of controversial t-shirts out into the world and nobody said a thing.
We did have the Relief Society president and counselor show up at our door very early like that
I'm
next
glad
morning.
You caught that one.
Which just made me laugh because I'm like, how did you even know we were here? And she's like, well, you met the neighbor down the road came, I guess. The neighbor who came and said hi.
Yep.
I missed her, but I guess she reported back.
She reported. She squealed.
So they came and that was very nice. We've yet to meet our neighbors, but we are exchanging letters with them because we keep missing each other. So we just exchange notes back and forth on our door.
I met them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Last 2 weeks ago when I came down to help.
Oh, you just met him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. So, sorry about missing last week, folks, but I was in no shape.
The studio was in no shape. We couldn't even get in the door.
Yeah, the studio was in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it just got unpacked late last night, which is why there's an echo today. So I'm working on it. There's a little adapter that I don't have. When we packed up, I had five of them, and now we're here, and I can't find any of them. And they're the little 3.5 to half inch adapters. So that's been frustrating as fuck because I know I have them here somewhere, but there are still 40 boxes to go through.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've done the best I can. It's a patchwork this week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work on that. And again, thanks to, our buddy Gary, for helping me out with the spare computer.
Gary.
I know.
We love Gary.
Doug, Sarah, Gary.
I know. They're amazing. We really do have the greatest friends. That's what this has shown me. I mean, I already knew that.
Yeah.
But it was just another example of how we really do.
There's a lot to be said for folks that show up to help you fucking move.
Right.
You know?
I didn't even want to show up. I only showed up because I had to.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, thanks everybody. We'd really do appreciate you. Those of you who came to help, those of you who responded to my other cry for help.
One of the guys who came up, you know, was helping with the Salt Lake move. He was like, he came up, he's like, hey, you're JC. Mm-hmm. I've only ever heard you. And I'm like, oh, wow, a fan.
That was probably Chris.
Yeah, I think that's who that yeah. was, Chris.
Great guy. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
No, I just, I don't want to forget anybody. Jocelyn helped. She brought a friend. And I cannot mm-hmm. remember his name.
Cody?
And no.
No.
Maybe? I don't know.
I think it's Cody.
No, that was Cody.
Oh.
Cody is not, yeah. Cody and his wife were down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Our weird shared family connection showed up to help both in Salt Lake and Spanish Fork.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I learned about that like days later when I was like, that was so nice. I don't know who those people were.
And I'm like, well, that's JC's niece who's with him, Brian. Who's brother to Shelley, who's my sister-in-law married to my brother Trent.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So when I thanked him for coming down, he's like, anything for the brother of a brother. I was like, aw.
And then I had to remind myself, we're in Utah County. This all makes sense.
Yeah. small Lake City. Small Utah.
It is. Oh, no. We're all related.
Yeah.
So getting into the news.
Yeah.
Boy, what a cornucopia of Trump news this week.
It's a shit show.
I was going to say, what a cornucopia of bullshit this week.
Oh, we got that too.
We have a cornucopia of bullshit every week. Mm-hmm. This week, extra offensive to me. That's all.
I saw the pictures of the new Rose Garden patio. They had a little party out there. Trump's
the,
out there.
The Washington, D.C. homage to the Salt Flats.
Yeah. Ugly. Ugly. And yep. You got Trump out there with makeup all over his hand trying to pretend that he's not just fucking dying of Ebola.
Yeah.
You know, and microwaved, you know, Mel Gibson doesn't seem to be helping him out.
Their argument about why he has the bruise was actually plausible in some way to me because, you know, they're like, well, it's from him shaking hands. And I'm like, I know that if that motherfucker shook my hand and gave me that grip that they say he gives and pulls me toward him and tried to pull me toward him, my hand would be gripping his hand pretty fucking hard. My thumb
pulling back.
This old rock, my old rock climber thumb would be pushing pretty hard down against the pad of his hand. So yeah, he'd be getting a bruise. Yeah.
I'd just give him the bruise to get the bruise. But
yeah.
Mike Johnson, House Speaker Mike Johnson, you know, Christian.
Yeah.
What's one of those Christian rules about not telling lies? There's one of those, right?
Yeah.
Bearing false witness.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. It's one of those 10 things they tell you not to do when you're Christian.
So Mike Johnson goes out to a bunch of reporters and says, no. This whole Epstein hoax that was designed by Clinton, Obama, and Biden and doesn't exist. Well, it turns out, no, Trump was an FBI informant.
Oh.
He was an FBI informant, they say. Here's the problem with that. Had he been an FBI informant at that time, guess who was running the show back then? Mueller.
Yeah.
And none of that FBI informant shit popped up in the Mueller report.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Mike Johnson is bearing false witness.
They don't plan these things out very well.
You got to imagine that there's 3 or 4 staffers over at the White House that have really, really doubled down on this it's a Democrat hoax thing are livid right now. Because all Mike Johnson did was go ahead and once again let us know that the Epstein files are real.
Yep.
You know, there was the other one, and this one didn't even make the fucking roundup, but there's a guy that works at the DOJ and that O'Keefe weirdo that we hate matched him on a Hinge date, sent somebody that works with him to make the secret video. And the guy's like, no, we're going through the files. We're redacting every Republican and conservative from it. We're only going to leave the Democrats and liberals in there. Totally stacking the deck. It's great. It's going to be fun. So, yeah. Johnson was questioned Thursday by CNN reporter Manu Rahu about how the president has been using the term hoax frequently in regard to Epstein. And this, Johnson argued, was not about downplaying Epstein's abuse of underage girls. Children. Saying, quote, what Trump is referring to is the hoax that the Democrats are using to try and attack him, Johnson said. He's never said or suggested or implied. I've talked to him about this many, many times. He's horrified. It's been misrepresented, Johnson said. No, it's not what Trump's been saying. Trump says it's a hoax. Trump says it's unimportant. Trump's like, why are you people even talking about this anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know why you're talking about it.
Yep.
Oh, but we have to make Dear Leader look like his feelers have been hurt so that people will stop talking about it. His base will stop talking about it. But
yep.
Problem is his base is the fuck your feelings base, so I guess that's not going to work.
I don't know that he's got as tight a grip on the base anymore because of the Epstein things. If you've got fucking James O'Keefe running around going after his sub cabinet members with his hidden camera bullshit, well, O'Keefe was a true believer, was he not?
Yeah, he was.
So is Marjorie Taylor Greene, right?
Yeah.
The vice president was also a true believer in the Epstein files, wanted to take it, wanted them revealed, kept talking about it, all prior to him getting nominated as vice president. Then he shut his yap about it, but up until then, he was all about it. So,
yep.
This base has been riled up to have the Epstein files released for a while now, and I don't know. They have yet to really, I haven't seen many videos of them saying, I just realized I've been protecting a pedophile this whole time. You know, voting for a pedophile. But they have been.
Oh, they have been. But he's also racist and misogynistic, you know.
Which is also their jam, so. Yeah.
And an adjudicated rapist.
Yeah.
So, of course, they fucking love him. Mm-hmm. Weirdos. What else happened this week? Oh! The White House committed 11 murders.
Only 11?
Well, they were all in a boat. And what their excuse was is that the boat was carrying drugs. But the problem with it is it was a recreational speedboat with 11 people in it. the assumption by people who know that when you put 11 people in a speedboat, there's no room for fucking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the drone footage of us blowing it the fuck up. You know what it was? 99% sure. It was people, refugee, running away from Venezuela, trying to get somewhere else.
Yeah.
But no, they're like, nope, it's a drug runner. Here's the deal. That particular kind of boat to get from Venezuela to the Florida Keys would have to refill 5 times at least to have enough gas to get that far. Or they were going to Trinidad and Tobago, which is just right next door and takes less than a tank of gas to get to. They were not bringing drugs to American shores. They were not. No, I truly believe that they were refugees trying to get to Trinidad.
No, but I think this is going to be their new normal now. It sucks. And I remember when it was with COVID deaths, you know, we counted those and we're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then pretty soon it's just like, it's just so many. And I think that's what we're coming to. It's just so many, well, so many people.
That was another one. Let me double check, make sure I didn't. Tucker, January 6th, Logachair. Yeah, it looks like we skipped that one. So Microwave Mel Gibson was on Capitol Hill this week giving testimony about how he's fucking up America's healthcare system. And you know, that was one of his things. Is somebody's like, do you agree that 1 million people died? And he's like, no. No, the data was chaos. We don't know how many people died.
Well, yeah, he stopped testing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
Oh, man.
That was very frustrating. It was nice to see not only Democrats, but fucking Republicans stand up and take swings at the guy, including the asshole who was the deciding fucking vote, who was a Republican fucking doctor.
Yep.
Who's like, no, I got assurances. And it's like, oh, your insurances, they don't mean shit. And they have proven not to.
They have proven to be bullshit. And he's, I mean, he is, you can tell he's bothered by it. So probably because he went to a town hall where everybody chewed him out for the bullshit. Yeah.
So in 2019, SEAL Team 6 went on a mission in North fucking Korea, in which unarmed North Korean civilians were killed during an aborted operation. The Pentagon and U.S. Special Operations Command declined to comment, but ABC News reports, speaking from reporters from the Oval Office Friday, Trump was asked by the reporter, can you confirm that it happened? And Trump, of course, with his favorite one, I don't know anything about it. I'm hearing it now for the first time. If we put SEAL Team 6 in North Korea and he didn't know about it, explain to me again how he's got anything to do with this job.
This was when Donald Trump, was bringing for the first time. I mean, this is something he should be extra proud of, but of course he's not, because it didn't mean anything to him, really. But he actually got Kim Jong-un to come down to the DMZ. It's the first time any of the Kim family who lead North Korea had ever made it to DMZ to come into talks with South Korea. And he made that happen because he's... And I'm like, this is the shit you talk about all the time. Oh, one phone call and I'll end this war. No, you won't. But I'm like, holy shit, he got Kim Jong-un to show up. That's impressive. Obviously, Kim Jong-un's like, I want to meet the new dictator on the block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to vet him before they let him in the club.
But keep in mind,
this was the same visit where Trump bowed to a North Korean general.
Yep.
Bowed.
Meanwhile, he's sending SEAL Team 6 into, or maybe he's claiming he didn't know anything about it, probably because he doesn't want to piss off his buddy Kim. But he's like, he sent SEAL Team 6 in to invade the country.
Nuts. Fucking nuts.
Any other president would have been proud of that. Would have been like, oh, yeah, we can talk about that now. That was a really cool thing we did, you know. Any other president, but not him, no.
So then to wrap up the Trump segment for this week, we're invading Chicago, including a tweet from the White House that said, I love the smell of deportations in the morning.
Oh, sick.
Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. The president of the United States, whether you like it or not, just declared war on a major city inside our borders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He already did that a month ago in with Los Angeles. Now it's Chicago's turn.
Yeah, but this
because he believes that, because there's this whole belief that there's just this lawlessness and violent crimes all throughout Chicago. It's not a safe city to go to. And anybody who goes, you know, people go there and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just like with LA. They're like, these protesters are out of control. They're like, yeah, so out of control. People were shooting videos all over LA going, yeah, I'm here where all the protesters are out of control. They're just sitting in an outdoor cafe having a drink or something.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Fucking nuts.
Also, Department of War, fuck you.
Fuck you. I agree.
You fucking chicken hawks.
He can't.
And I mean, it's not Trump. You know that's fucking, what's his name? The Fox News guy.
Hegseth?
Hegseth, yeah. We should call it Department of War.
I mean,
his book that he wrote about, you know, about his time in Iraq and his time in the military, all of his opinions about the military. It was his book that the Joint Chiefs were like, this guy is not a safe guy to put in as the Secretary of Defense. He should not be anywhere near the Pentagon.
Yep. Besides, we haven't called it the Department of War since World War II.
World War II is the last time it was called Department of War. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we get back on the other side, I got some Republican news.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, it sits down. We watch the Thursday Murder Club, the Great British Baking Show, Wednesday, the MCU, Materialist, The Roses, Strange New Worlds, and Peacemaker.
I'm going to stick with it, you guys.
We remember Scott Spiegel, Graham Greene, and Giorgio Armani.
Oh, the tragedy.
James Gunn confirmed 4 things in a short Instagram post. There's a new Lara Croft. The paper was renewed 1 day before its release. Comics, Batman number 162 is delayed. Warner Brothers is suing Midjourney.
What a great way to spend your time.
Review FML number 6, Batman number 1, Doctor Strange 450, Superman the Kryptonite Spectrum number 1, The Cold Witch number 4, Arcana Royale, and White House Robot Romance number 1.
I love it.
All that and Archie Meets Ash.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Face for True Believers. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays at thecomicbookpodcast.com and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.
Hey, what do you get when you mix birth control and LSD?
I don't know.
A trip without kids. I know that people don't go to theleftshow.com very often and look at the link rundown. It's just all of our traffic comes through, you know, third-party intermediaries and RSS feeds and all of that kind of shit. Not a lot of people go to the website to actually get the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we post the link form every week so that you guys can see that when we talk about this stuff, we cite our sources. Very important. I mean, you know, it's we even citing our sources with video proof, we still have had people in our lives that are like, this is just bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because
you're making shit up on your show.
Yep. It's like, no, here's the video of that guy doing that thing. That was the one that, if I recall correctly, it was a Romney guy who mm-hmm. was saying that unwed parents should be jailed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unwed parents should be jailed. Okay. Well, I remember that. Remember when stuff like that was controversial?
Yeah.
Nuts. Knucking futs. So this first article this first thing that happened that we're going to talk about, for those of you that have gone and looked at the Link Farm, you know what's coming, and you realize why I want to savor this moment is because it is so fucking ridiculous.
This is one of my favorite story of the week.
Fucker Carlson has decided that Pete Buttigieg is lying about being gay, in spite of the fact that he's married to a dude and has mm-hmm. two adopted children with the guy.
Yep.
Kay Tucker says that he's a fake gay guy.
Yeah.
Carlson suggested that the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was using his identity to get a leg up in the Democratic Party as it has tried to become more inclusive. Saying, quote, Tucker Carlson says, quote, my gay producer was always like, he's not gay. He was with a girl like 20 minutes ago and like he wants to be the Democratic nominee. It's like time for a gay guy, the far right pundit told his guest, who also said that he has a friend who believes that Buttigieg is a fake gay.
Oh my God.
So you both have friends who claim he's a fake gay. I think your friends are, you know, imaginary friends myself. But, yeah. You know.
Yeah. It's just the equivalent of I've got black friends. I can't be racist. I have black friends.
I have a black friend.
Yeah.
I have a black friend. Yeah.
Yep. Trying to back up their conspiracy. Carlson and Knowles called Buttigieg a consummate careerist whose rapid rise in the Democratic rank seems suspiciously smooth. You know why? With the exception of his fact that he's wrong on trans issues, very wrong, Pete Buttigieg is like the smartest guy in the room. We have pictures of him, or video of him, I believe in junior high, asking 14-part questions to law holders that they can't answer.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's seen that video at some point. And mm-hmm. and anyway, Harvard graduate.
He is the guy I would not want to be put on a debate stage facing off against.
Ever. No, he's smooth and he's calm, and I'm never calm.
Yeah.
You know, I like getting yelly. It's fun for me.
And his recall is incredible. Yeah. So, yeah.
Super smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pete Buttigieg, Harvard graduate, Navy veteran. Former McKinsey consultant, went from Midwestern mayor to a White House cabinet member, and has been mentioned several times as a 2028 presidential contendee.
This is what they have to make you doubt the nominees over every time, every chance they get. That's what they did to Hillary for over a decade. Made you doubt that she was an honest person, so that. That when she did come up as candidate for president, you wouldn't vote for her. And it fucking works. That's the problem. It fucking works every time. You spend more time saying no, you wind up as a candidate saying more times saying no, that didn't happen, they're lying, than actually getting to talk about your you know, everything that you do. The only person who's been successful at that, unfortunately, has been Donald Trump, who just simply says, I don't care.
Yeah. So last thing Carlson said on the matter was, I've always wanted to interview him, Buttigieg, saying he's never agreed to interview, but I'm going to ask him like some very specific questions about gay sex and see if he can even answer. I doubt he even knows.
No, he did not say that.
Oh, he did. It's right here.
What the hell?
It's a quote.
It's written right here in the article.
Oh, yep. My God.
That was the part I was like, oh, my God, please make this interview happen.
What was the, I was just watching a documentary yesterday on the mayor. No, he was a mayor in Canada. I can't remember where. That crazy mayor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the conservative party.
Ford.
Yes. And the crazy shit that Ford said. He just did that. He did that before Trump. I had no idea.
Yeah. Crack mayor.
Yeah. He said something. He went on camera on an interview, live TV, and said that somebody wanted him to go down on them, but he wouldn't because he gets enough to eat at home.
Well, what he said was, is that she said that I told her I wanted to eat her pussy, but I've got all you can eat at home.
What?
That was what he said.
Who? This is insane. It's just insane.
Yep. Yep. I don't know.
It's
like,
the
what
shit
questions?
That gets your votes with the mouth breathers. That's Trump proved it.
What questions would he ask about gay sex?
Yeah.
Like, where can I get some?
And he knows the answers to this?
I guess he does.
Because he asked his friend.
Well, he does sunburn his perineum.
Yeah.
He's one of those. No, seriously. I know it's funny, but for those of you that are just laughing to laugh, no, it's true. He's one of those get sunshine on your perineum for good health. It's these people running the fucking show right now that are blowing my mind.
Yeah.
The fact that, and I'm going to keep calling him Microwave Mel Gibson because it tickles me. RFK Jr. Hasn't gone for the sunshine your asshole bit yet. Kind of surprises me. Little bit.
That's fair.
Yeah. You just gotta point your brown eye at the sun, and all your measles will go away.
After you stop swimming in sewage, just stick your ass toward the sun.
God.
It's fucking nuts. Republicans are launching a January 6th committee.
Oh.
Republican
about
efforts.
Time we had one.
Yeah. Republican efforts to formally rewrite the history of January 6th, the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and Trump's role in it are poised to reach dizzying new heights. Speaker Mike Johnson first announced that a new January 6th committee would be formed 7 months ago. It wasn't until this last Wednesday that House Republicans passed the authorization for the new committee in a procedural vote tied to a wholly unrelated measure. Barry Loudermilk, Representative of Georgia, who chaired a similar committee in a previous Congress, is set to lead the new panel, saying, "We're just cracking open some new information when it ended last time," Loudermilk said. Okay.
You know, all the conspiracy theories finally hit my desk, and we need to talk about them and so that everybody doubts that January 6th was as bad as it was, even though I was there when these people invaded and I ran like a fucking little bitch.
Yep.
From the chamber. Yeah.
Yeah. So Trump lied about election fraud for months, told his supporters to come to Washington for a wild rally, told them to fight like hell during a speech before they raided the Capitol, told them to go to the Capitol where they did fight like hell against police, breached the building, sent lawmakers and Mike Pence scurrying into undisclosed locations that members of the Republican caucus had already toured with people that broke into the building, you know, a couple days later. We've got video evidence of, what was it, Boebert, I think? Maybe MTG as well, showing people around the catacombs underneath the Capitol, showing them where to go and knowing that they followed that blueprint to get there.
Yep.
It's fucked up. Absolutely fucked up. A local GOP, and this one just kind of falls into the not a drag queen, not a trans person. Local GOP elections chair accused of drugging his granddaughter's ice cream. GOP chair of the local elections board in North Carolina has been arrested after being accused of putting MDMA and cocaine in his grandchildren's ice cream. I got two things about that. Number one, what the fuck, dude?
Why would you do that?
Number two, do you want to get some ice cream? Apparently, going to get ice cream with you carries benefits.
If you're a grown man.
Yeah. I'm just saying, MDMA and cocaine? MDMA makes you feel chill. Cocaine makes you feel... Rah!
You wouldn't take that.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
No. No, absolutely not cocaine. Nope. MDMA.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Nothing but wonderful things about.
Sure.
Nothing
so
but wonderful things.
You're putting a depressant and a stimulant in the same thing. That just means they do nothing?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it'd fuck you up.
Yeah, probably would.
Make your little head spin.
Yeah.
But there's video footage of this guy, James Yokely, placing the pills in his grandchildren's frozen treats. 66-year-old has been charged with two felony counts of contaminating food or drink with a controlled substance, felony child abuse, and felony possession of Schedule I narcotics. Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck?
That's crazy sick.
It's really, I mean...
I like that the granddaughters actually found the pills that he was trying to get them to take in their ice cream, and they're like, we got to tell someone.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably thought the Dairy Queen people put it in, and when they did the thing, they found the video footage. They're like, nope, Grandpa did.
So fucking creepy. So fucking creepy. And yep. Then there's more Epstein news. The Justice Department on Friday asked a federal judge overseeing the case of creepy sex trafficker and child rapist Jeffrey Epstein to deny a request from NBC News to unseal the names of two associates who received large payments from him in 2018. Justice Department cited privacy concerns expressed by the two individuals as the reason for not making their names public. Gosh, why wouldn't you want your name public attached to such an upstanding Republican like Jeffrey Epstein?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, good Lord, you know, he set such an example, you're surprised he's not a Catholic priest. I guess he raped little girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more about the little girls than the little boys.
Yeah. The first of these guys that want to remain secret got a payment of $100,000 from Epstein, and the second dude got a payment of $250,000, both in 2018, days after the Miami Herald began publishing a series of investigative stories where victims criticized a plea deal he received in Florida in 2008. As part of the plea agreement, Epstein secured a statement from federal prosecutors in Florida that the two individuals would not be prosecuted. The payments became public after Epstein was indicted and arrested in New York in 2019 and asked to be released on bail. Federal prosecutors in New York filed a memorandum on July 16, 2019 that argued that Epstein should remain in jail to prevent him from tampering with witnesses. And so the Trump administration tampered with him instead. He didn't kill himself. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's just fucking nuts. The whole thing's just creepy as shit. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, if you're attached to Epstein, you want it to stay a secret. But what were you taking money from? How many children did you sell him? That's what I'd like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Super creepy. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get back on the other side. We're going to round up the news.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. D-E-F-E-N.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then, here's some more of that, I suppose.
This segment starts off weird and then kind of stays stupid. But Senator John Kennedy, I don't know if there's any relation there, he's a Republican out of Louisiana, an idiot on purpose. Kennedy was a fucking Rhodes Scholar, if I recall correctly. He used to be a smart guy, but he found out that as a Republican, if he comes off as bumbling and stupid, you know, basically like Louis Gohmert.
He's just like he's basically our replacement for Louis Gohmert now.
He's the Senate version.
Yeah.
Of Gohmert. So maybe that's what I need to do. I need to put together a dueling banjos with Kennedy instead. But he went on to the Senate floor on Wednesday, suggesting that consuming the shrimp, the radioactive shrimp, that Walmart had to say, wait, don't eat that. Way late, by the way, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Would turn you into the chest buster alien from the 1970s sci-fi horror classic Alien.
Oh, okay.
In the midst of the ongoing debacle concerning the recall of radioactive shrimp from Walmart, Kroger, and other U.S. stores, Kennedy caused quite a stir on the Senate floor on Wednesday when he suggested that consuming the shrimp could result in the person transforming into having a chest burster.
What?
Said,
yeah, because that's how that works.
Yeah. He said, this is a photograph of the alien from the movie Alien. This is what you could end up looking like if you eat some of the raw frozen shrimp being sent to the United States by other countries.
It's sold by American kind of stores like Walmart and Kroger.
Yep. Yeah. How could you end up looking like the alien from Alien? Because the shrimp was radioactive. Look, dummy. A radioactive spider biting someone does not give you spider powers. That is fake.
It gives you mild radiation poisoning is what it does. Just like if you eat radioactive shrimp.
Yep. Yep. With that one, you have spider venom to deal with as well.
A friend of ours posted up the thing about the radioactive shrimp on Facebook. My response was, I'll just stick it in the microwave.
Shit. Yeah. Creepy. It really paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think Senator Kennedy would say that caused a nuclear explosion in my house. You're exposing radiation to radiation.
So a couple of Twitter responses. This one was good. Were all these people this stupid before Trump got into office? Is there a brainworm infestation in all MAGAs? Another saying, I think Kennedy already got into the shrimp. He looks half alien. Pretty sure this is just RFJ Jr.'s brainworm.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the Senate. This is the supposed to be the deliberative body. This is the American version of the House of Lords, for Christ's sake.
We're so fucked.
Oh, we're absolutely fucked. I mean, we've been fucked with Kennedy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake.
Yeah.
But still, creepy. Very creepy. Very annoyingly creepy. What else have we got? What else this one. This one's infuriating. Florida State Surgeon General, Dr., I'm saying in quotes, Joseph Latipu. And yep, that's what I'm going to stick with.
Yep.
Has decided that no vaccine mandates for children in the state of Florida.
Oh, my God. These poor children.
Yeah. Completely missing the fucking point. He said, people have a right to make their own decisions, informed decisions. They don't have the right to tell you what to put in your body. Take it away from them. Oh, bodily autonomy, huh?
Doesn't work that way, though.
Yeah. What am I thinking of? What is bodily autonomy that Republicans don't like? What is that? what's the word I'm looking for here? Oh, abortion. Because that's a lady thing.
I just don't like women in general.
Yeah, or little kids.
If I lived in Florida and had school age children and got this, you know, this came out, I'd be going to my pediatrician saying, can I double vaccinate them?
Right. What do you do? Because it's affecting herd immunity.
Yep.
The numbers.
I heard of
stuff.
Immunity.
Yeah.
I don't buy into it. I ate some radioactive shrimps, and now I am a all powerful shrimp man.
Mm-hmm.
What do shrimp do other than just swim and get et? If you were to get the superpowers of a shrimp,
I don't know.
What do you got? You taste good with cocktail sauce? I don't understand.
Yeah, you can swim and taste good with cocktail sauce.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe Michael Phelps was bitten by a radioactive shrimp.
That was it. Yep.
Yeah, Matt Biondi out there with his shrimp powers winning gold medals. That's not fair. That's like if you sent Spider-Man in to do gymnastics.
Right?
But yeah, basically Dr. Rana Alyssa, chair of the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, basically said the smart part out loud, which is removing vaccines put students and school staff at risk. Saying, and I quote, "When everyone in a school is vaccinated, it's harder for the diseases to spread and easier for everyone to continue learning and having fun. When children are sick and miss school, caregivers miss work, which not only mm-hmm. impacts the families, but also the local economy." Democratic State Representative Anna Eskamani, who's running for Orlando City Mayor, said in a social media post that scrapping vaccines, quote, is reckless and dangerous and could cause outbreaks of preventable diseases. Look, yep. We've said this before. It's been on the thing. I've seen it as a meme. You go to any fucking cemetery and you see the graves of all of these children, so many children, until the early 1900s when we started doing heavy vaccine distribution. And then it's less children in the graveyard. One of
the people who remember polio, who lost baby brothers and baby sisters to measles and mumps and German measles, they're all dying off.
Yeah.
You know, the youngest ones are in their 90s right now and are dying off. And you have no one who really remembers a time when you know, people were being your classmates or your own family members were being killed by diseases that we were able to almost near completely eradicate. So much so, despite my advanced years, I was the generation just after the last smallpox vaccination. I do not have a smallpox scar because they weren't giving us smallpox vaccinations when I was a young tot in 1970 for them to say, oh yeah, the doctor basically told my mother, no, we're not doing smallpox because that the disease has been eradicated. He wouldn't get it anyway.
Well, here's the thing.
And I'm like,
there's a guy, used to be a guy, not a guy mm-hmm. anymore because he's dead. His name is Paul Alexander. Mm-hmm. The last known person to live in an iron lung.
Mm-hmm.
Died last year.
Whoa.
Last year.
Yeah. Polio has not been gone that long.
No. Not even 100 years. But the thing is you have to have people who remember it.
Or and believe
so
in science.
Anybody born in the last 70 years wouldn't have a memory of anybody having polio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. Like, you and I were born before the chickenpox vaccine was invented.
Right.
You know, so you and I still have, what is it? Not piles. It's what?
Shingles.
Shingles to look forward to. I got my shingles vaccination.
I got my first one. I didn't know there were two. So I've still got to go get my second one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
apparently you
me.
Do too.
I've only received one myself.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll talk to my doctor next time I see him.
Yeah.
Maybe
he gave you the different one, but my doctor was like, no, there's two. You have to take both. I'm like, oh, okay.
I didn't get the, I was going to say popcorn vaccine. I didn't get the chicken pox vaccine either.
You would have when you were a baby.
I still got chicken pox.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Maybe, hell, let me look that up.
My kids got it, but I didn't.
Mention of the chicken.
You probably, no, I don't think you would have gotten a chicken pox vaccine, but
I remember having them. I had them twice.
Mm-hmm. I remember my niece being brought over. The niece who helped you move.
Yes.
Was brought over. She had chickenpox, and was put in a room with me and her brother and sister. And yeah, we all got chickenpox so that we could all have it and be done with it
all together.
Nuts.
I remember going to school and having kids like gone for chickenpox and having outbreaks at schools. And
all right, you ready?
Yeah.
1974. Doctor, I'm just going to call him Takahashi. In Japan, invented the chickenpox vaccine. It was first licensed in Japan in 1980. And in the United States, now remember, this started in 1974, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally got to the United States in 1995.
Whoa.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that late either. That's nuts.
Yeah, I remember being surprised when the our pediatrician was going to vaccinate my son with it when he was a baby. And I was like, he's like, well, do you want him to get the chickenpox vaccine? I'm like, there's a chickenpox vaccine? He goes, yeah. I'm like, yes.
Give him two.
Because I still remember suffering through it. So, yes, he should have it.
Yeah.
My kids had, well, all of them except my last had rotavirus that was so awful. They were all in the hospital as babies with it. And then Harper, my last one, there was a vaccine for it. And she never got it. I was so grateful. I don't know why you wouldn't want to protect your kids.
Oh, you're going to see so many dead kids in Florida over the next few years.
Yeah.
If DeSantis doesn't get out of office next election and a fucking Democrat get in there to fix this shit. I mean, the child mortality rate in Florida is going to go up. And I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but there was like a kid from out of town that went to Disney World, but he had the measles. This is back in the early 2000s. And ended up infecting hundreds of other children with it.
Yeah.
Throughout several different countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Highly contagious, that measles. But yeah. Fuck. That's just fucking weird.
They won't talk about kids dying, though. I mean, it won't be an issue for them in Florida. They don't care.
They don't care.
Kids don't vote.
That's true. Sean Hannity is in the news for reasons, not because he has an inappropriately aged girlfriend. But this time he blamed the Minneapolis shooting on the lack of metal detectors, totally ignoring the fact that the asshole who shot up the Minneapolis church school did it from outside. Outside.
Former student at that school knew exactly where they would be sitting, exactly where they would be at what time, and shot through the weakest windows, which are stained glass windows. I'm like, yeah, are you just supposed to have metal detectors out in the street? Wouldn't that restrict your right to keep and bear arms, Mr. Hannity?
Yep. Yep. It's... Why are you so dumb? He says out loud that school shootings are preventable. And then he goes on to say, if you have metal detectors, totally ignoring the fact that the dude
was with you. I was with you at the beginning of your sentence.
Yeah. The shooter was standing on the fucking lawn outside where there are no metal detectors. Who puts a metal detector on a lawn?
I don't know. I heard Trump talking about school safety with guns and stuff, and that how they needed to have sensors on doors that locked so people couldn't get into school. And I'm like, they have that. All schools have that.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Weird.
They just don't make any sense.
They don't. They don't tend to make sense at all. Especially Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
They don't have to because they know their audience.
I was going to say...
Their audience only listens to half of what they say, and then they're like, that's right.
They're speaking to their base.
I wish I had metal detectors.
Yeah, exactly. Mississippi health officials declared a public health emergency last week in response to the state's rising infant mortality rate, stating that too many, quote, families are losing their babies before their first birthday, end quote. It's Mississippi. It's not Florida yet, but it will be. Quote, we cannot and will not accept these numbers as our reality, State Health Officer Dr. Dan Edney wrote. Declaring this a public health emergency is more than a policy decision. It is an urgent commitment to save lives. Mississippi has the knowledge, the resources, and the resilience to change this story. Oh, then why haven't you? That's right, because you guys made sure that Medicaid expansion wasn't a thing, and now you have pregnant women who can't afford to see doctors finally having kids that have done no fucking prenatal at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More to that.
Exactly right.
Data also show that black infant mortality rate in Mississippi is twice as high as the mortality rate for white infants just last year. Congenital malformations, preterm birth, low birth weight, sudden infant death syndrome are the leading causes of Mississippi's infant deaths. Edney said the best way to reduce infant mortality is by improving maternal health. You know, like using Medicaid expansion to do prenatal care. You fucking Republican shitheads.
You have to
Planned Parenthood to be in your state and provide services is another way.
Yeah. What were you saying, Tiffany?
I don't know. Sorry.
Came in a win?
Yeah.
Nah, it's fine. It's not that hard to understand. This is the infant mortality version of those idiots in Texas saying, we don't want that dirty Biden money for our flood warning. We won't take it. There's Satan. They just want to give us flood warnings because they're Satan.
Oh, my gosh.
I was unaware that Satan gave flood warnings. You know? Isn't he sort of the sit back and laugh?
You didn't get flood warnings so that you can die and go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know Satan was a liberal.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. They probably think he is. If they've decided that the second coming of Jesus Christ is Trump, then yeah, Satan should be a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go through the satanic church's guidelines and doctrine, yeah, Satan's pretty fucking liberal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look, Satan, stepping back for a minute and accepting some truths that I don't actually believe in, Satan gets a bad rap, right? God was being an asshole. Satan went, hey, God, you're being an asshole. Mm-hmm. And he got a bunch of his friends to come with him and do it. And then God's like, oh, yeah? Well, you get to run the worst franchise of heaven. That's your eternal punishment. You know, you basically have to do the IHOP on Colfax in Denver on a graveyard shift. That's what hell is, by the way.
Oh.
Because I've worked there on the graveyard shift. At the IHOP, I have never in my life had the opportunity to take more guns away from people than I did in the 4 days I worked there.
Jeez.
And I got hired as a waiter, but they wouldn't let me be a waiter. They made me be a bouncer at $2.30 an hour. And that would be the reason that I quit. Because I'm like, if I can't make tips, what the fuck is the point of this? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, that's just what we need you for. I'm like, great. And then pay me a bouncer's wage. I'm trying to get out of being a bouncer. That's why I'm trying to be a fucking waiter. And like 4 days into it, I was like, you know what? You shove this job up your ass. And I went back to being a bouncer where I was safer. I ended up working at one of the most dangerous bars in Denver, the Skyline Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fine. I got beat up a couple times. I lost a little bit of hair in a fight. But otherwise, yeah, it was great. My life was in more danger in 4 days at the IHOP than it was in any other job I've done. And I have done some pretty dangerous dipshit jobs. So, way to go, pal. Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What we're gonna do is pop over and we're gonna do Patreon right now.
Already?
We're at the end of the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're at the end of the show.
That was fast.
Yeah. We got some funny ones in there and some serious ones in there this week. My favorite, the funniest one, I believe, aside from Tucker Carlson asking Pete Buttigieg how to have gay sex.
The sex quiz.
I'm kind of interested to hear that conversation.
What's he going to say? Yep.
Where do you get some?
Well, what kind of lube do you use?
Yeah. Enema or douche? Do you take fiber gummies?
That's a tell all.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Hit him up?
I know, right? Prove it. I just don't get it.
It's like, I'm married, sir. You idiot. All right, that's it. We're running over to Patreon. Patreon.com/DefenMedia, D-E-F-E-N Media, where every week that we record, we do special content just for our Patreon family. You can join us at Patreon.com/DefenMedia. It's a good time. You should check it out.
You should be there.
Just try it for a month. See what you think.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't like it, stop it.
Let's try a little.
Just a little. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the mm-hmm. tip.
That's one of the questions Tucker's going to ask.
Anyway, that's it. Let's all go do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DefenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.